Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 6, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 4. Durgame Krishna Bhavabdhau Nimagnon Magna Chaitasa Gorena Harina Prema Maryada Bhuri Darshita. The ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna is very difficult to understand, even for such demigods as Lord Brahma. By enacting his pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submerged himself in that ocean, and his heart was absorbed in that love. Thus, Lord Chaitanya exhibited in various ways the exalted position of transcendental love for Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Adhishwara, Jaya Nityananda Purnananda Kalevara, all glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose body is always filled with transcendental bliss. Jaya Dvaita Acharya, Krishna Chaitanya Priyatama, Jaya Srivasa Adi Prabhura Bhakta Gana. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya, who is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot himself throughout the entire day and night, being merged in an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya would maintain himself in three states of consciousness. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya merged totally in ecstatic emotion. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya was in partial external consciousness. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya was in full external consciousness. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always merged in ecstatic emotion. But just as a potter's wheel turns without the potter touching it, Lord Chaitanya's bodily activities, like bathing, going to the temple to see Lord Jagannath, and taking lunch, went on automatically. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at Lord Jagannath in the temple, Lord Jagannath appeared to be personally Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized Lord Jagannath to be Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya's five senses immediately became absorbed in attraction for the five attributes of Lord Krishna. And just as in a tug of war, the single mind of Lord Chaitanya was attracted in five directions by the five transcendental attributes of Lord Krishna. Thus, Lord Chaitanya became unconscious. Just then, the Upalabhoga ceremony of Lord Jagannath concluded, and the devotees who had accompanied Lord Chaitanya to the temple took Lord Chaitanya back home. That night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attended by Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Roy. Keeping his hands around their necks, Lord Chaitanya began lamenting. When Srimati Radharani was very much agitated due to feeling great separation from Krishna, Radha spoke a verse to Vishakha, explaining the cause of her great anxiety and restlessness. Reciting that verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his burning emotions. Then, with great lamentation, Lord Chaitanya explained the verse to Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Rai. Saundaryamrita Sindhu Bhanga Lalana Chitadri Samplavaka Karnanandi Sanarma Ramya Vachana Kotindu Sitangaka Sauravyamrita Samplavavrita Jagat Piyusha Ramadhara Sri Gopendra Sutta Sakarshati Balat Panchendriyani Alime. Though the hearts of the gopis are like high-standing hills, they are inundated by the waves of the nectarian ocean of Krishna's beauty. Krishna's sweet voice enters the ears of the gopis, giving them transcendental bliss. The touch of Krishna's body is cooler than millions and millions of moons combined together, and the nectar of Krishna's bodily fragrance overfloods the entire world. Oh, my dear friend, that Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and whose lips are exactly like nectar, is attracting my five senses by force. Lord Sri Krishna's beauty, the sound of Krishna's words, and the vibration of Krishna's flute, Krishna's touch, Krishna's fragrance, and the taste of Krishna's lips are full of an indescribable sweetness. And when all of these features attract my five senses at once, my senses all ride together on the single horse of my mind, but they want to go in five different directions. Oh, my dear friend, please hear the cause of my misery. My five senses are actually extravagant rogues. They know very well that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they still want to plunder Krishna's property. My mind is just like a single horse being ridden by the five senses of perception, headed by sight. Each of my senses wants to ride that horse, and thus they pull my mind in five directions simultaneously. In what direction will it go? And if they all pull at one time, certainly the horse will lose its life. How can I tolerate this atrocity? My dear friend, if you say, "Oh, just try to control your senses," well, what shall I say? I cannot become angry at my senses. Is it their fault? Krishna's beauty, sound, touch, fragrance, and taste are by nature extremely attractive. These five features are attracting my senses, and each wants to drag my mind in a different direction. In this way, the life of my mind is in great danger, just like a horse ridden in five directions at once. Thus, I am also in danger of dying. Now, the consciousness of each woman within the three worlds is certainly like a high hill, but the sweetness of Krishna's beauty is like an ocean. And even one drop of water from that ocean can flood the entire world and submerge all the high hills of consciousness. The sweetness of Krishna's joking words plays indescribable havoc with the hearts of all women. Krishna's words bind a woman's ear to the qualities of their sweetness. Thus, there is a tug of war, and the life of the ear then departs. Krishna's transcendental body is so cool that it cannot be compared even to sandalwood pulp or to millions upon millions of moons. Krishna's transcendental body expertly attracts the breasts of all women, which resemble high hills. Indeed, the transcendental body of Sri Krishna attracts the minds of all women within the three worlds. The fragrance of Krishna's body is more maddening than the aroma of musk, and the fragrance of Krishna's body surpasses the fragrance of the bluish lotus flower. The fragrance of Krishna's body enters the nostrils of all women of the world, and then, making a nest there, attracts them. Krishna's lips are so sweet that when combined with the camphor of Krishna's gentle smile, They attract the minds of all women, forcing them to give up all other attractions. If the sweetness of Krishna's smile is unattainable, great mental difficulties and lamentation result. That sweetness is the only wealth of the gopis of Vrindavan. And so, after speaking like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught hold of the necks of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. Lord Chaitanya then said, "My dear friends, please listen to me. What shall I do? Where shall I go? Where can I go to get Krishna? Please, both of you, tell me how I can find Krishna." Thus absorbed in transcendental pain, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented day after day in the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. To enhance the ecstatic mood of Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing appropriate songs and Ramananda Roy would recite suitable verses. In this way, they were able to pacify Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya especially liked to hear Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, the poetry of Vidyapati, and Sri Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great pleasure in his heart when his associates chanted verses and sang songs from these books. Recorded July 3, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha, Radha Prema Mayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha, Radha Prema Mayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha, Radha Prema Mayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudana. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha. Radha Prema Mayo Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Sri Radhika is made of pure love for Krishna, and the Hari is made of pure love for Radha. In life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.